all for being so, how should I say, so receptive to spiritual music.
Najprej se vam moram vsem zahvaliti, ker ste tako sprejemljivi za duhovno glasbo.
I want to now talk a little bit on spiritual knowledge, and I do hope that in what I will present to all of you tonight, I will be both practical, that means it will be of practical use for you, and also I will be able to motivate you.
No, sedaj bom spregovoril o duhovnem življenju in upam, da bo to, kar bom povedal, tako praktično in da vas bo hkrati tudi motiviralo.
Actually, to motivate you to become a little bit more interested, so to say, in spiritual life, I want to introduce to you my little friend, which I have brought with me today.
No, in da bi vas lahko motiviral za duhovno življenje, potem sem v ta namen seboj danes pripeljal enega svojega malega prijatelja.
He travels with me in this little cloth bag.
On potuje z menoj v tej majhni torbi iz blaga.
Okay, wake up, prabudite.
Mm. Prebudi se.
Yes. Here he is.
No, tukaj. Yeah.
Why do I show to you an elephant today?
Zakaj sem vam danes pokazal slona?
There is a reason.
Zato obstaja razlog.
Please listen very carefully, because this little story might be able to change your life in important aspects.
Prosim, da zelo pazljivo poslušate, ker ta zgodba, ki vam zdaj povedal, lahko utegne spremeniti vaše življenjske poglede.
Once there was a farmer.
Nekoč je živel en kmet.
Mm. Every day he came back from the fields.
Vsak dan se je vrnil z polja.
And talked with the rest of the village.
In se potem pogovarjal z drugimi ljudmi iz vasi.
But then one day he brought stones with him from the field.
Ampak enega dne prinesel s seboj z polja kamne.
And instead of talking, he just worked on the stones.
In namesto da bi govoril, je on samo začel delati s temi kamni.
Until all of a sudden, from one stone, a perfectly shaped elephant emerged.
Vse dokler iz enega kamna se ni pojavil popolno oblikovani slon.
And from that day he had an idea.
In od tega dne je on dobil idejo.
He thought, I will become a sculptor.
In je pomislil, jaz bom postal kipar.
After some time his elephants, which he made, were so wonderful that the king of the country heard about them and came to personally visit the farmer.
In čez nekaj časa so ti njegovi sloni postali tako lepi, popolni, da je zanj slišal celo kralj, ki je obiskal tega kmeta.
And he said, please, make me an elephant like this one.
In je rekel, prosim, ali naredi mi slona, kakšen je tale.
My elephant is becoming famous, he gets into TV. So the farmer said, come back after 3 months.
No, in kmet je rekel, kmet je rekel, vrni se čez 3 mesece.
And then after 3 months, when the king came back, he saw this wonderful elephant.
In ko se je kralj vrnil čez 3 mesece, videl tega čudovitega slona.
It looked so lifelike.
Ki bi videti tako živ.
It seemed to start walking any minute.
Videti je bilo, kot da bo vsak trenutek shodil.
And he said, my dear farmer, if you can teach me to make an elephant like this, I'm prepared to give my whole kingdom.
In je rekel, moj dragi kmet, če me lahko naučiš, da jaz lahko naredim takega slona, potem sem pripravljen se odpovedati, da ti dam celo moje kraljestvo.
The farmer said, it's very simple, you don't have to give your whole kingdom.
In kmet je rekel, to je zelo preprosto, niti treba dati celega kraljestva.
I can teach you in one sentence.
Lahko te naučim z enim stavkom.
Just take the stone.
Samo vzami kamen.
And then take everything away which is not elephant.
Potem pa vzemi stran vse tisto, kar ni slon.
Then you have the perfect elephant.
In potem imaš popolnega slona.
Isn't this how life is?
No, ali ni takšno tudi naše življenje?
Shouldn't we all focus on the essence of our life, the mission.
Ali ne bi si morali se usredotočiti na bistvo svojega življenja, na poslanstvo?
And then the rest of our life, we should just take everything away, which is not the essence.
Preostalo v življenju pa enostavno odzamemo vse tisto stran, kar ni bistvo.
This is what you can learn from this simple story.
To je, se lahko naučite iz te preproste zgodbe.
Like a sculptor, you should identify your goal.
Kot kipar morate identificirati svoj cilj.
And then just take everything away, which is not
potem pa vse odvzeti stran, kar ni namenjeno temu cilju.
So, I feel that the ancient spiritual culture of Krishna consciousness can help you to identify your goal in life.
Občutek imam, da ta starodavna spiritualna kultura zavesti Krišne lahko vam pomaga identificirati ta življenjski cilj.
What could be a better goal than self-realization?
Kakšen boljši cilj si lahko predstavljamo, kot je pa samospoznavanje?
We should find the self, the eternal self in this life.
V tem življenju moramo poiskati svoj jaz, svoj večni jaz.
And we should find the supreme self, or Krishna, or God.
In na vrhovni jaz, oziroma Krišno ali Boga.
See, this Krishna consciousness is an ancient science based on the most, let us say, oldest tradition, spiritual tradition of the world, which can help us reach self-realization and God-realization.
Ta zavest Krišne je starodavna znanost, ki nam lahko pomaga, da pač lahko spoznamo Boga in samega sebe.
Today, I was asked in an interview, can you learn this science on your own or do you need a school or a teacher?
Danes so me v intervjuju vprašali, ali se lahko te znanosti naučiš sam ali pa potrebuješ učitelja?
And I answered, yes, you can certainly learn to a certain extent on your own, but at a certain stage, when you want to make more progress, you actually need a spiritual school and a spiritual teacher.
In jaz sem odgovoril, da vsekakor lahko sam napreduješ do določene točke, ampak potem pa, da bi dalje napredoval, potrebuješ tudi duhovno šolo oziroma učitelja.
Today I would like to explain to you a little bit how to attain spiritual knowledge.
Danes bi vam rad malce pojasnil, kako lahko dosežemo duhovno znanje.
It is described that there are three possible ways to acquire knowledge.
Opisano je, da obstajajo tri možni načini, da bi dobili znanje.
One is called pradyaksha, or direct experience through the senses.
Prvi se imenuje pratyaksha, oziroma neposredno izkušnja, izkušnja z našimi čuti.
We all attain knowledge of a certain situation or environment by using our knowledge acquiring senses.
Mi si uporabljamo za pridobivanje znanja iz okolja svoje čute za pridobivanje znanja.
This is called direct perception.
Temu pravimo neposredno zaznava.
However, there are also subject matters which lie beyond the reach of our material senses, and we acquire knowledge about them by anumana. Anumana means guesswork or intellectual probing.
Obstaja pa tudi stvari oziroma objekti, ki jih lahko zaznamo tudi, ki so onstran zaznavanje naših čutov. In ta proces za takšne stvari se imenuje za spoznavanje takšnih stvari se imenuje anumana, oziroma ugibanje ali intelektualno razumevanje stvari.
Yes. Let us give a very simple example. We can acquire knowledge about the people who sit in this room by looking at them and directly perceiving them.
Da vam navedem preprost primer. Mi lahko pridobimo znanje o ljudeh, ki sedijo v tej sobi, če gledamo njih in pač zaznamo, kakšni so.
But about what is outside of this room, we can only guess and maybe speculate.
Za tisto, kar pa je z druge strani tele sobe, pa lahko samo ugibamo ali pa mogoče spekuliramo.
For instance, if I would hear a sound outside the door of this room, I could speculate and think, well, maybe an elephant is coming there.
Recimo, če bi zaslišal en zvok z druge strani tega zida, bi utegnil pomisliti, ah, tam je slon.
Oh, I could guess so many things.
Ali pa bi lahko ugibal vse mogoče.
Now, but there are areas of knowledge which you cannot, where you cannot acquire information about by direct perception and also not by speculation.
Obstaja pa tudi področja znanja in vedenja, katere pa ne moremo spoznati niti z neposredno zaznavo, niti z spekuliranjem.
And God is such an example.
In Bog je en takšen primer.
He is beyond our direct perception and also beyond our speculation.
On je onstran naše neposredne zaznave, pa tudi onstran našega spekuliranja.
If we want to understand him by these two means of knowledge, we are a little bit like the frog in the well.
Če ga hočemo razumeti na ta način, potem smo podobni žabcu v vodnjaku.
Let me explain to you.
Naj vam pojasnim.
Once there was a frog, Dr. Frog was his name, who had a friend who had seen the Atlantic Ocean and returned to the Bruna to the well to explain to Dr. Frog about that ocean.
Nekoč je živel žabec, ki mu je bilo ime Dr. Žabec.
Dr. Žabec, yes.
On je imel prijatelja, ki je videl Atlantski ocean in se zdaj vrnil nazaj v to mlako, zdaj, ta vodnjak, svojemu prijatelju, doktorju Žabcu.
And because Dr. Žabec had not direct perception, he began to speculate about the Atlantic Ocean.
In ker doktor Žabec ni imel neposredne zaznave o Atlantskem oceanu, je začel spekulirati o njem.
Is it two times as big as my well?
Ali je dvakrat večji od tegale mojega vodnjaka?
Or is it maybe four times as big?
Ali pa je štirikrat večji mogoče?
And he always blew himself up a little bit to indicate the size.
In vsakič je se malo še bolj napihnil, da bi pokazal velikost.
Is it 10 times as big?
Ali je 10-krat večji?
Is it 50 times as big?
Ali je 50-krat večji?
And I think you can imagine the end of the story. He said, is it 100 times as big? And made bong! And he exploded.
Lahko si predstavljate sami konec zgodbe, ko je rekel, ali je 100-krat večji, se je enostavno razpočil.
So when we want to know about God by direct perception or by speculation, it is not possible, really.
Če hočemo torej spoznati Boga, bodi si z neposredno zaznavo ali pa s spekuliranjem, to ni mogoče.
Because he is beyond the reach of these two processes.
Ker je on kraj dometa teh dveh procesov.
There is, however, a third, let me say, means of acquiring knowledge, and it is called in Sanskrit Shabda Praman.
Obstaja pa še en način za pridobivanje znanja, ki se v sanskrtu imenuje Shabda Brahman.
You hear a transcendental sound vibration.
To je, da poslušamo transcendentalne zvočne vibracije.
You hear what has been given to you by a person who is in knowledge, who has realized knowledge, a spiritual master.
Mi poslušamo, kar nam je znanje, od realizirane osebe, od duhovnega učitelja.
And this way, by Shabda, you can reach knowledge about what you cannot obtain either by direct perception or speculation.
In na ta način s pomočjo Shabde pridobimo znanje, ki ga nismo mogli dobiti niti za neposredno zaznavo, niti za spekuliranje.
The spiritual master who explains the transcendental secrets comes in a line of spiritual masters which is called Sampradaya.
Duhovni učitelj, ki razlaga te skrivnosti drugih duhovnih učiteljev, prihaja v liniji, ki se imenuje Sampradaya.
Yeah. And in this Sampradaya, or disciplic succession, you could say, the spiritual knowledge has been handed down, down and down to the present spiritual masters.
V In v tej sem predaji, ali lahko bi rekli, nasledstvu teh učiteljev, je vse to znanje predaja
to the present spiritual masters.
Vse do današnjih duhovnih učiteljev.
The example has been given in India about workers who climb on different branches of a tree to hand down a mango.
V Indiji je dan primer več delavcev, ki so se posnejo na drevo in en drugom podajajo mango.
Yeah, there's someone who is very high up who picks the mango.
En je zelo visoko, ki on utrga mango.
Gives it to the person underneath him.
In ga poda človeku pod njim.
That person gives it to the person below him. And this way, the mango is passed down.
Ta ga spet poda človeku pod njim in tako se mango gre vse do tal.
In the same way, the spiritual knowledge about Krishna and about the spiritual science in general is handed down through a line of disciplic succession.
No in podobno se tudi to znanje o Krišni oziroma duhovno znanje predaja po tem nasledstvu duhovnih učiteljev.
Then when you go to such a spiritual master who has learned in this school, you can be rest assured that the spiritual knowledge is also given to you.
No in če greš k takemu duhovnemu učitelju, ki je bil v tej šoli, potem si lahko pripričan, da boš dobil to znanje.
The spiritual master gives knowledge in three ways.
Duhovni učitelj podaja znanje na tri načine.
First way is he just imparts knowledge or information to you.
Prvi način je, da ti samo podaja informacije.
The second process is he teaches you how to live.
Drugi proces je, da te uči, kako živeti.
See, spiritual knowledge is you can only have it when you live accordingly.
Kajti duhovno znanje imate lahko samo, če tako tudi živite.
You cannot have spiritual knowledge and at the same time get drunk all the time.
Ne morete imeti duhovno znanje ali vedenje, hkrati pa biti ves čas pijani.
Yes. And the third way how the spiritual master takes care of his disciple is he takes care that he realizes knowledge.
Na tretji način, kako duhovni učitelj podaja znanje učencu, pa je, da poskrbi, da on tudi dojame to znanje.
I want to give you a little example of this so that you can understand better the third point, how he helps his disciple to realize knowledge.
No, da bi razumeli to tretjo poanto, kako naj učenec spozna to znanje, vam bom navedel en primer.
He does this by setting up a certain learning situations.
To on stori na ta način, da on postavi različne situacije za učenje.
There was once a student of the spiritual science who just always thought, oh, when is my spiritual master going to give me this wisdom in the heart?
No, nekoč je bil en učenec, ki je stalno razmišljal, kdaj bo moj duhovni učitelj razodel to modrost v mojem srcu.
So one day his spiritual master said, come with me.
In enega dne je duhovni učitelj rekel, pridi z mano.
And they walked for a long time until they came to a river.
In dolgo časa sta hodila, dokler nista prišla do reke.
The spiritual master said, oh, we walked for so long, let us take a refreshing bath.
No, in duhovni učitelj rekel, že dolgo sva hodila, zdaj pa se bova okopala in osvežila v reki.
Then, when the disciple was just bathing, the spiritual master took him and pressed him under water.
No, in ko se je tale učenec kopal, potem je duhovni učitelj ga zgrabil in potunkal pod vodo.
Je potunkal, yes. And the disciple was getting a little bit restless.
In učenec je postajal malce že nemiren.
Yes, nemiren. And he finally, when he could not breathe any longer, the spiritual master just allowed him to come out.
In ko končno ni več mogel sploh dihat, mu je duhovni učitelj dovolil, da gre iz vode.
And he said to him,
in mu je rekel,
if you endeavor for your eternal life, just like you endeavored to maintain your temporary life, well, then you will be self-realized.
Če bi se ti toliko trudil za večno življenje, kakor si se zdaj trudil za to minljivo življenje, potem bi bil že samo realizirana oseba.
In other words, he helped him to understand a certain point of his teachings.
Z drugimi besedami pomagal mu je, da je on lahko razumel določeno poanto njegovega učenja.
And that is, we are not these temporary material bodies, but eternal spiritual souls.
Namreč, da mi nismo ta minljiva telesa, ampak večne duhovne duše.
Yeah. Imagine, this means you are not a man, not a woman, not a Slovenian or a German.
Samo pomislite, to pomeni, da vi niste niti Slovenci, niti moški, niti ženske, niti Slovenci, niti Nemci.
These are only costumes.
To so samo kostumi.
Kostume, yes. Of the eternal soul.
Večne duše.
Which is you.
Ki ste vi.
A philosopher once said, it's not that we have a that we are the body and have the soul.
En filozof je nekoč dejal, ni res, da smo mi telo in da imamo dušo.
But we are the soul and have a body.
Temveč mi smo duša, ki ima telo.
To put this in more understandable terms, it is not that you are Andrej and have a soul.
Da povem bolj razumljivo, se pravi, vi niste Andrej, ki ima dušo.
But you are a soul who has an Andrej.
Ne, ampak ti si duša, ki ima Andreja.
This is the spiritual philosophy of India.
To je duhovna filozofija Indije.
Therefore the soul is more important than the Andrej.
Duša je torej bolj pomembna kot Andrej.
Because the soul is eternal.
Kajti duša je večna.
So the spiritual master teaches this first by information.
No, duhovni učitelj to uči najprej z informacijami.
Then he takes care to give the disciples some life practices.
Potem poskrbi, da učenec ima prakse v življenju.
And the third, he sets up learning situations which through which the knowledge can be realized by the disciple.
Tretji način pa je, da naštima takšne situacije za spoznavanje svojega učenca.
So now I want to address a question which is very very much in the minds of people nowadays.
Zdaj pa bom postavil vprašanje, se dotaknem vprašanja, ki danes ljudje zelo veliko o njem razmišljajo.
How do I know if a spiritual master and his teachings are correct?
Kako naj vem, da je moj duhovni učitelj in njegovi nauki, da, to, da so pravilni?
I have heard that in Slovenia there is now many information about spiritual things and esoteric things and semi-spiritual things and semi-esoteric knowledge.
Ja, slišal sem, da sedaj v Sloveniji obstajajo mnoge duhovne stvari in ezoterični nauki, pa tudi polduhovne in polezoterični nauki.
There's Zen Buddhism.
Tukaj imamo Zen Buddhism.
Healing through crystals.
Potem zdravljenje s kristali.
Tai Chi, this movement. Yeah. There is different meditational schools.
Razne šole meditacije.
Or martial arts schools, kendo, fighting with the sword.
Ali pa borilne veščine, bojevanje z mečem.
Yes, karate schools.
Šole karateja.
Yeah, taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
It can become bewildering.
To lahko nekoga zbega.
I have met people who said, oh, we have a whole big book collection and each book says this is the only truth and this is what you must do now.
Srečam veliko krat ljudi, ki pravi, imam celo polico takih knjig in vsaka pravi, da to je tisto edino, kar mora sedaj početi.
So therefore the modern man wants to know, how can I be sure?
Zato hoče sodoben človek veriti, kako ne bom prepričan.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do not really wish to talk about so many things. I want to tell you what the Vedic civilization or Vedic tradition says, how you can be sure.
Zdaj vam ne bom govoril o vseh teh različnih stvareh, ampak bom povedal, kaj vedska tradicija pravi, kako smo lahko prepričani.
For a spiritual teaching to be authentic, there must be three conditions. Three conditions must be fulfilled.
Da bi duhovni nauk bil autentičen, mora izpolniti tri pogoje.
Or for a spiritual master to be real, there must be also three conditions which are fulfilled.
Pa tudi za duhovnega učitelja pravega so potrebni, mora izpolniti tri pogoje.
First of all, he must come in spiritual tradition himself. He must have learned, so to say, in a spiritual school.
Prva stvar je, da mora sam priti iz duhovne tradicije, oziroma, da se je sam učil v duhovni šoli.
You might remember, I was talking about spiritual knowledge to be almost like a ripe mango, which is passed down through a line of workers.
Prej sem govoril, da je duhovno znanje kakor mango, ki se podaja po tej verigi delavcev.
We should approach a spiritual master who is in such a line of workers, if you so want, a line of disciplic succession.
Poiskati moramo takega duhovnega učitelja, ki je v taki verigi, da se tako izrazim, delavcev v nasledstvu duhovnih učiteljev.
Then his teachings or his information should be in line with previous saints.
Njegovi nauki ali pa informacije pa morajo biti v liniji z prejšnjimi svetniki.
If what he says or the way he conducts himself is totally just his own thing, so to say, his own trip, then we should be careful.
Če tisto, kar govori in kar dela, samo nekaj, kar samo on počne, njegov lastni trip, da se tako izrazim, potem morate biti zelo pazljivi.
It should be in tune with what the saints of previous times have taught by their example and also their experiences.
Biti mora v skladu s tem, kar so poučevali svetniki iz preteklosti in tudi učili se svojim zgledom, svojimi izkušnjami.
And the third qualification should be that what he says is backed up by scripture, revealed scriptures.
No, tretja stvar pa je, da tisto, kar govori, mora biti ravno tako podkrepljeno z besedami iz svetih spisov.
To make it simple, let me summarize this point.
No, da bi to sedaj poenostavil, bom sedaj povzel vse skupaj.
A spiritual master or spiritual teachings in general should be in line with a spiritual tradition, a spiritual school.
Prav duhovni učitelj ali pa duhovna šola na splošno bi morala biti usklajena z
spiritual traditional, spiritual school, you could say, sampradaya, disciplic succession.
Z duhovno šolo ali sampradajo, nasledstvom teh učencev.
Yes, it should be in line with the previous saints.
Biti mora v skladu s prejšnjimi svetniki.
And in line with the holy scriptures, the revealed scriptures, which are coming actually, which have knowledge which comes from outside of this universe. It's transcendental knowledge.
In v skladu s svetimi spisi, ki vsebojo znanje, ki prihaja z onstran našega tega materialnega univerzuma.
And now the question is, what should be the qualifications of all of us?
No, naslednje vprašanje pa je, kakšne pa bi morale biti kvalifikacije vseh nas?
Who want to learn spiritual knowledge?
Vseh nas, ki se želimo naučiti duhovno znanje.
This question is very nicely addressed in the Bhagavad Gita.
To vprašanje je zelo lepo postavljeno v Bhagavad Giti.
There it is said in Sanskrit, tad vidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, and so on. This verse tells us, if you want to know the truth,
no, ta sanskrtski vers pravi, če želiš spoznati resnico,
then approach a bona fide spiritual master.
Potem poišči verodostojnega duhovnega učitelja.
Learn from him in a submissive mood.
Uči se od njega s ponižnostjo.
And render service unto him.
In mu služi.
The great souls, it means the spiritual masters, can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
velike duše, se pravi duhovni učitelji, ti lahko predajo znanje, ker so sami videli resnico.
In the Bhagavad Gita, which is a, really like the most profound book of spiritual knowledge, you will exactly find, you will have an ideal example of a relationship between disciple and spiritual master.
V Bhagavad Giti, ki je zelo globoka knjiga duhovnega znanja, boste našli popoln odnos med duhovnim učiteljem in učencem.
We have a book called The Path of Perfection, which has many direct quotations from the Bhagavad Gita.
Mi imamo tudi knjigo, ki ima naslov Pot popolnosti, z mnogimi neposrednimi citati iz Bhagavad Gita.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the spiritual master and Arjuna his disciple.
No, in v Bhagavad Giti je Krishna duhovni učitelj, Arjuna pa njegov učenec.
And when the whole teaching is over, Krishna says something very good, very important to Arjuna.
No, in Krishna konča svoje poučevanje, potem pove Arjuni nekaj zelo pomembnega.
I have told you now everything which you wanted to know. Now decide what you want to do.
In pravi, sedaj sem ti povedal vse, kar moraš vedeti, zdaj pa ti odloči, kaj boš naredil.
He leaves Arjuna with the decision. And Arjuna has now has to apply this knowledge now.
Arjuna pa ga mora sedaj uporabiti.
And Arjuna says, I'm very thankful. All what you have explained to me has just destroyed my several doubts and I know now what I shall do.
In Arjuna pravi, zelo sem ti hvaležen, vse kar si povedal je razpršilo vse moje dvome in sedaj vem, kaj naj delam.
See, this is the, in essence, the effect of what happens when someone receives spiritual knowledge.
In to je v bistvu ravno, kar se zgodi, ko nekdo sprejme duhovno znanje.
His different doubts about where is my place in life, what should I do, are destroyed.
Njegovi dvomi o tem, kaj je moje mesto v življenju in kaj ne bi počel, so uničeni.
It is described just like the sun destroys the darkness, transcendental knowledge destroys the darkness of ignorance.
In opisano je, da tako kakor sonce razprši temo, tako potem transcendentalno znanje razprši temo nevednosti.
And I think now we all understand why transcendental knowledge cannot come out of your own brain.
In zdaj mislim, da si razumemo, zakaj transcendentalno znanje ne more priti iz naših lastnih možganov.
It has to come from outside.
Mora priti od zunaj.
It cannot be direct perception or speculative knowledge.
Ne more biti neposredno zaznava ali pa spekulativno znanje.
But it must be received through the transcendental sound.
Temveč ga moramo sprejeti od transcendentalnega zvoka.
Which is coming to us through the spiritual master.
Ki pa nam ga da s duhovni učitelj.
Now at the end of, you might all think, okay, well and good, but how do I find my spiritual master?
Zdaj na koncu bi vi utegnili reči, to je že vse lepo in prav, ampak kako pa jaz lahko poiščem svojega duhovnega učitelja?
I have good news for you.
Imam dobre novice za vas.
This year we all celebrate the 100th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the movement for Krishna consciousness.
To leto namreč slavimo 100. obletnico rojstva Srila Prabhupade, ki je ustanovitelj tega našega gibanja.
He is, so to say, the last, how would you say, representative of these very ancient 5,000 year old school, so to say.
No, in on je, da tako rečemo, predstavnik te 5000 let stare, starodavne duhovne šole, zadnje predstavnike.
In 1965 he came when he was already 70 years old to America.
Leta 1965 je prišel v Ameriko, ko je bil že star 70 let.
He sat down in the Tompkinson Square Park and started to chant Hare Krishna with only a pair obkartelt.
In je prišel oziroma sedel v sredi Tompkins Square Parka v New Yorku in začel peti Hare Krishna z samo enim parom teh Hare Krishna.
But because he had brought the teachings of an old school, soon many people became attracted and learned from him.
Ampak ker je prinesel nauke od te stare šole, se je kaj kmalo so zbralo veliko mladih ljudi, ki so se učili od njega.
He translated many books into the English language and some of them have been translated into Slovenian now.
On je prevedel mnoge knjige v angleščino, nekatere izmed njih pa so sedaj prevedene tudi v slovenščino.
But he also gave a practical way of life. He opened temples and farm communities and schools for the children.
Podal pa je tudi praktično življenje, namreč odprl je razne temple, potem kmetijske skupnosti in šole za otroke.
In the year 1977 he left us.
Leta 1977 pa nas je zapustil.
But not empty-handed.
Ampak ne praznih rok.
He left us with a rich treasure of knowledge.
Zapustil nas je z bogatim zakladom znanja.
Which you can study on your own.
Ki ga sedaj lahko sami proučujete.
Please, when the program is over, go to the book table. I'm sure that there is a book for everyone, which just suits his or her interest.
No, prosim vas po koncu tega prezentacije, da stopite do stolnice s knjigami in prepričan sem, da za vsakogar izmed vas je knjiga, ki bo ravno za vas.
If you desire to know more, you can make contact with the temples. We have one very nice temple. It's in fact located in an old school. Is that right? Yeah. School, right? In the midst of Ljubljana.
Če pa ste bolj zainteresirani, lahko stopite v kontakt z nami. Imamo v Ljubljani en čudovit tempel, ki je sicer lociran v stari šoli.
Yes, and also I believe in Maribor there's a circle of friends who study weekly the spiritual knowledge, which you can visit that. We will introduce the people.
Pa mislim tudi v Mariboru obstaja krog prijateljev, ki se dobivamo vsak teden in proučujemo tudi to znanje. O tem bomo še pozneje govorili.
Yes. And in this way you can learn from Srila Prabhupada.
In ta način se lahko učite od Srila Prabhupada.
And later, if you want to learn more, you can also learn from the several disciples of Srila Prabhupada who act now in the function of spiritual masters.
Poznaje pa, če se želite naučiti še več, pa se lahko učite še od sedanjih prisotnih duhovnih učiteljev, ki so učenci Srila Prabhupada in sedaj upravljajo to vlogo učitelja.
My main point this evening was I wanted to motivate you to find your own elephant.
Your own elephant. No, glavno, da vas da vam dam do znanja, da poiščete svojega lastnega slona.
And you can do so by coming in contact with the spiritual knowledge of the ancient Vedic tradition, which helps you in your path of self-realization and God realization.
In to lahko storite, če pridete v stik s tem duhovnim znanjem, starodavnim, ki vam lahko pomaga potem, da stopate po poti samospoznavanja.
I wish you sincerely all the best in this endeavor.
Vsem iskreno želim vse najboljše v tem prizadevanju.
Please do not think that it is necessary for self-realization to change your dress and your frizura.
Prosim, ne mislite, da bi pač se ukvarjali s samospoznavanjem, da morate spremeniti svojo obleko ali pa frizuro.
We have done this because we are living in a spiritual community like monks.
Mi smo to storili zato, ker živimo v duhovni skupnosti kakor menihi.
But you will be interested to hear that most of those who follow the path of Krishna consciousness are, you know, maintaining their regular jobs and they look like all of you.
Zanimalo pa vas bo, da velika večina teh, ki prakticiramo duhovno življenje, pa pač so situirani normalno, se pravi, redno hodijo v službo in so videti kot vi.
No, maybe, hopefully, they look a little bit more fulfilled.
No, mogoče vsaj upamo, da so videti malo bolj izpolnjeni.
Dobro. I thank you very much for listening so intently.
Najlepše hvala za tako pozorno poslušanje.
I think we will have a little pause now.
Mislim, da sedaj bomo imeli kratko pauzo.
Our announcer Nandimukhi with her nice and friendly voice will tell us what is next.
Sedaj bo Nandimukhi povedala, kaj sledi.
Thank you, hvala lepa. Hare Krishna.
Tako, preden prejdemo na pauzo, imamo samo nekaj kratkih obvestil. Za vse, ki si želite izvedeti še več, kot je bilo tudi rečeno ob koncu predavanja, bi vas povabila v Ljubljano, kjer imamo vsako nedeljo ob 4 popoldan redna srečanja. Zgledajo na podoben način kot tale današnja. Sicer vedno kaj novega, vedno zvemo kaj novega, se družimo, spoznamo z različnimi ljudmi, ki jih ravno tako zanima duhovno življenje in duhovno znanje. Tako da ste vabljeni katerokoli nedeljo, da se oglasite v našem centru v Ljubljani. In če želite, da še naprej ostanemo v kontaktu, da vas obvestimo o morebitnih koncertih v Mariboru ali pa druge po Sloveniji, potem vas prosim, da izpolnite vprašalnike, na katere lahko pišete vaš naslov in potem vam pošljemo vabilo. Je pa še ena zelo, zelo posebna stvar, ki jo bomo organizirali konec junija, to je zadnji teden junija, bo namreč drugo srečanje vseh prijateljev Krišne oziroma vse, ki jih zanima duhovnost in ki tudi želijo narediti korak naprej na svoji duhovni poti. Lansko leto je bilo prvo tako srečanje ravno tu na Štajerskem koncu v Apaški dolini, letos pa bo v okolici Pule. In da vam povem, to se pripravlja nekaj zelo, zelo velikega, namreč računamo okrog na 500 ljudi. Če preko dneva bodo potekali različni seminarji in ker je to ob morju v Puli, sem rekla, najeli smo en velik kemp z 1 kilometrom obale, kjer se bomo lahko tudi ohladili preko dneva. In ob večeri bodo seveda potekali tudi bogati kulturni programi. To se pravi, in če želite, da dobite en takle prospekt za tale kemp, to naj še povem to, da je zelo primerno za družine. Potem prosim upišete na tiste vprašalnike še pripis besedo kemp. To je ena stvar in tretja stvar še, da vsa ta redna srečanja, kot smo že omenili, da potekajo tukaj v Mariboru, vsako sredo in sicer v domu ustvarjalnosti mladih zvečer ob 18. uri, bodo zdaj obogatena še na poseben način. Namreč ravno naslednji teden, naslednjo sredo, se začne tečaj bhakti joge in tečaj transcendentalnega znanja. O tem tečaju več pa bo povedal Avaduta Prabhu.
Hvala. Se pravi, zdaj, kot je povedal Sačnjana Sami, se tudi tukaj v Mariboru redno dobijamo, to pomeni enkrat na teden. Se pravi, ena skupina tako 20 ljudi, približno več ali manj, ki smo bolj zainteresirani, ne, Mariborčani in iz okolice. No in zdaj, bo pa trajal 2,5 meseca tečaj, se pravi, to je pa zopet, bi rekel, za širši krog, ne, kdo mogoče želi se še razpoznati od začetka. Je to zdaj čudovita priložnost, pravzaprav. To bo tečaj, ki bo v bistvu 9 srečanj imel, 9 sred, vsako sredo od 18. do 20. ure. v tem domu ustvarjalnosti mladih, to je v centru mesta, zraven ekonomske fakultete, stare. Vse podrobne informacije lahko še dobite, imamo tudi na papirju napisano tako, tudi na vratih in plakat, se to še preberete. Glavno zdaj en teden dni bomo zbirali te prijave za upisane, da? S tem, da uvodno predavanje bo pa že, hvala, se pravi, uvodno predavanje bo v sredo, sicer naslednjo sredo, že, to je čez 8 dni, ne, čez 8 dni, v tem istem prostoru, v eni učilnici se vas bodo usmerili tam, ko pridete v to stavbo, kje to je, in to na tem uvodnem predavanju bo še brezplačno, tako da lahko boste prisluhnili, videli ne, kako to zgleda, in se potem odločila, ne, da se boste prijavili na ta tečaj, ne. Tudi ni, cena ni pretirana, v bistvu minimalno, kolikor se dalo. Naučili se boste pa v bistvu veliko, kajti ta, kot je on rekel, ne, in informacija pa tudi praktična aplikacija, se pravi, gre za predavanja in delavnice. Vsako srečanje bo vsebovalo in predavanje in potem delavnico, kateri bomo skupaj, tako skupinsko dinamiko, skušali ponotraniti to znanje, ne. In potem smisel tečaja pa je, da potem na koncu tečaja lahko sami pravzaprav imate osnovno temeljno znanje, da ki je potrebno tudi v duhovni znanosti, da vas do drug ne bi rekel tako okrog prinesel, ne, tudi na tem področju. Potem boste imeli že dovolj znanja, drugo pa je, da boste lahko sami dalje prakticirali duhovno življenje in duhovno napredovali. Hkrati pa bo še to fina družba, ne, navezali bomo stike s podobno mislečimi ljudmi in se tako čisto fino imeli, ne. No, se pravi, zdaj v tem odmoru lahko se še pozanimate, na stolnici imamo tudi neke materiale, bolj podroben program, ne, si lahko pogledate pa vzamete tudi sabo. In res prosimo, da se odložite za to, da je res nekaj enkratna priložnost. Vodili bodo pa ta tečaj pač te naši mentori, iz Ljubljane, ki so pač kvalificirani s to diplomo, mednarodno diplomo, iz Centra za verske študije v Heidelbergu, ki ga vodi naš Šila Šečnandana Sami, on je predsednik tega centra. Tako da bo tudi na tem, bi rekel, strokovnem nivoju kvaliteta zagotovljena. Toliko bi jaz imel.
Novic še ni konec. Torej, jaz bi imel še eno novico, eno tako krasno, namreč pred kratkim.